I have a wonderful guest with me in the studio this morning. She came over early just to be with you, the listeners, and her name is Elizabeth Storm of the Sisu Community Cafe. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being with us this morning. Let's check your sound level.
Hi there, Katya. Thank you for having me on your program today.
Absolutely. Your sound is great. And I was alerted by a Two Harbors resident to this sort of opening event coming up based on a whole, you know, I really love it when sort of the structure of things shifts. And I feel like what's happening between, I mean, the sort of sustainable and local food movement is just, is kind of becoming different things. And we have already had restaurants and we have farmers markets, and you're something that's just, I wouldn't quite put it in any category, but the Sisu Community Cafe. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of what that is and how you are involved in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sisu Community Cafe is going to be a new restaurant opening up in Finland. We're a community-based food restaurant. So what that means is that we're primarily sourcing our food from local producers, specifically in the Finland community, but as we all know, we are all connected up here on the North Shore and in greater Minnesota. So we'll be sourcing products from all the way from Cook County and Grand Marais. We've got food coming in from Two Harbors and Duluth and all the way from the Iron Range, which is actually where I'm from. So that's very local to me.
Yep.
Besides being a community-based food restaurant, we're also going to be operating as a worker-owned cooperative. So everybody who works there will be a worker owner, which gives us people like me who might not have the opportunity to not only build equity in a business, but also utilize our skills that we've been developing over the years and provide the most value to the community that we can while making decisions in our workplace.
Yeah, so what an exciting new sort of blueprint for how to provide food in a community. And right now you are, you're not a building per se, you're moving around a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the event coming up.
Yeah, so this first dinner that we're hosting, it's kind of an inaugural grand opening, is being hosted by the Trestle Inn Restaurant and Saloon. So that's about 20 miles outside of Finland. It's a solid 30-minute drive on a gravel road. Very beautiful. You're going to pass plenty of lakes, maybe even see a couple moose or a bear on the way.
So it's the process of getting there as well as the food itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of our food is actually coming from a farm that's about half a mile away, which is pretty cool. And it's being run by one of our Finland Food Chain staff members.
Wonderful. And it's a little bit different, too, in that I believe you don't sort of order from a menu. You have a set meal and a set price, and that's how you eat. Is that right?
Yep. For this particular dinner, we're doing a prefix menu. So that means that everything's set up ahead of time. You're going to get an appetizer, choose a soup or salad, and you get to choose the main course. We're doing some fresh lake trout from up by Grand Marais. We've got a jazzed up burger from Weicker Acres, and then we're also making some homemade pasta loaded up with fresh veggies from local farms. And then you'll also get dessert as well.
Yum.
In the future, that's not what the menu necessarily will look like.
Right.
We're going to do some breakfast items, and the intention is to have a brick and mortar permanent location, typical service with that.
Okay. So working toward a location, but for now, really still just providing food while without that huge overhead. That makes a lot of sense to me. Are we allowed to know what, when you're talking, I tell you, I'm getting a little bit hungry. And are we allowed to know, like, what the soup is and what the dessert is?
Good.
Tell us.
I don't want to spoil too much of it, but
I think it might bring people. I mean, it sure sounds good.
Yeah, I'll post some pictures on our Facebook page, too, so you can see as we're prepping it up throughout the week. But we're going to be doing some herring fish cakes. My choice of herring was approved by a couple of Finland locals last night. They were very particular about it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be serving those with a ramp aioli, wild ramps on that. Yeah, for soup, we're doing, it's kind of a herby, lemony vinegar soup. I've got some beans coming in from Duluth Farm, a four beans farm with some fresh pasta in there. And we've got a salad with all different kinds of fresh produce and some wild rice in it with a strawberry vinaigrette. Those main course options, like I mentioned, were the trout, a burger, or some homemade pasta. And then we're serving up a strawberry rhubarb cheesecake for dessert.
Whoa. And then what percentage of these foods would you say are locally sourced?
All of the produce and all of the protein is locally sourced. The only things that have to come from a national distributor at this point are like the flour and sugar, unfortunately, due to some regulations, also like sour cream and cream cheese.
Okay. Which speaks again to the interview I just had with Seth Nave about sort of soybean producing, which in my mind also relates to things like wheat. And, you know, it's high time we are eating Minnesota wheat. We certainly produce enough of it in this state, and dairy too. So I'm hoping that what you do will advance that as well.
Yeah, I would mention a recent project that it's still in development through the Finland Food Chain, but they just finished a wild rice processing center. And the next stage of that is we have some farmers that are experimenting with different grains and seeing what we can do with small grain processing.
Fantastic.
So that's on the horizon.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So Elizabeth, do you live up in the Finland area, and what brought your involvement in the Finland Food Chain and then to Sisu Community Cafe?
Good question, Katya. So I'm from the Iron Range, from outside of Grand Rapids. I finished up school at UMD and started making my way up the shore. Found myself in Two Harbors for the past 6 years now. And I'm in the process of relocating to Finland. I actually found out about this cafe kind of by happenstance, one of those signs from the universe, I guess. Saw a post on Facebook from one of our founding members just asking if anybody was interested in a worker-owned cooperative serving local food. And I was like, yes, 100%. That is something I'm interested in. I'll at least give my input. I'd been kind of lurking on the Finland Food Chain's website for years. They really have just a wealth of information. There's a local directory. There's all kinds of educational resources for both producers and consumers.
The Finland Food Chain is incredible. And I agree. I'm another lurker on there, and there's probably hundreds of us. I mean, it's quite a resource. So, yeah, so glad to hear that you are making your way north. And is there anything else? I'm trying to think if there's... Oh, yeah, how do people buy tickets for this delicious meal, and when will it be? All the details, like, of that nature.
Yeah, so we're offering tickets for pre-purchase. This not only helps us get a little bit of cash in our pocket to buy the food that we're selling, but it also... kind of puts an event on your calendar.
Right.
So we're selling those tickets in person at the Trestle Inn, at the Finland Co-op General Store as well during their business hours. And then every Thursday there is the Finland Farmers Market right outside of the Claire Nelson Resource Center on Highway 7. So that's from 5 until 6:30 on Thursdays. And then also... we're collaborating with Baptism River Barbecue Company, and they'll be open at the new Red Raven in Beaver Bay, which is the old Camp 61. So they'll be serving up barbecue all weekend and selling tickets. If pre-purchasing this ticket and, you know, ensuring your reservation isn't something that you can do, we are absolutely accepting walk-ins.
Okay.
So this dinner is going to be next Friday. That's July 8th. And we're seating from 4 until 8 p.m. So if you do pre-purchase your ticket, you can make a reservation time. Otherwise, you can walk in, get the full four-course meal. I will mention that a large aspect of the Sisu Community Cafe is to make sure that food that's being produced in the region is accessible for everybody in the region. So if doing this full four-course meal isn't an option for you, we are 100% going to feed everybody that comes to that door. So we'll have sliding scale options, and that will be something that continues throughout our operation.
Wow, that is really, really cool, Elizabeth. That is really cool. We're running out of time, but I have one more question I can't help but ask, which is this going to go year-round? I would think now there's greens, there's strawberries, there's obviously meat and fish, or things like wild rice, but are you going to be able to go through the winter? Do you have sources for produce, or what's the plan for that?
Well, you are certainly right about those greens and strawberries.
Yeah.
It is a slow start to the season up there. So throughout the summer, those vegetables are going to get more and more fun. We do plan to continue hosting pop-ups throughout the winter, the fall and winter,
yep.
And then really start with gusto next spring. I'm already working with a lot of farmers who are 100% in on pre-planning and planting what we want to be serving. So next spring and summer will be a little more, have a little more presence in the local field community.
Yeah.
But we will be around. We've got a Facebook page, Sisu Community Cafe. So we'll continue to post whenever we're doing dinners or events.
Fantastic. And I just love this way you're building your restaurant and your community and your food system at the same time. I just think it's a really neat vision. And thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming in and sharing it with us. Hope that next Friday is a big day with lots of customers.
All right. Thank you, Katya.
That was Elizabeth Storm. She is here with the Sisu Community Cafe talking about an event next Friday, the 8th of July. Hope to see you all there.